Hello, I'm Arturo Nuara from the Institute of Neuroscience of the National Research Council and from the University of Parma in Italy. I'd like to recommend you our article published on developmental medicine and child neurology, aimed to study the efficacy of a home-based platform based on child-to-child interaction in improving hand motor function in children with unilateral cerebral palsy. This study has been conducted in collaboration with Fight the Stroke, an association advocating young stroke survivors and their families. In our study, we advanced the action observation treatment, that is a particular rehabilitative technique based on the so-called mirror mechanism that consists in the property of some particular brain areas to directly transform the visual representation of others' actions into one's own motor representation concerning the same action. The action observation is able to access the cortical motor system even when the limb motor function is impaired, as it happens in cerebral palsy, for example, thus promoting the cortical reorganization and positively affecting the motor abilities in action execution. In the present study, we advanced the traditional action observation treatment throughout four main fields. First, we brought the stimuli directly at home of the children, thus potentially enhancing the compliance of both patients and caregivers. Moreover, we exploit the property of mirror mechanisms to support the interpersonal coordination and joint action, introducing the child-to-child interaction. And such interaction took place remotely, so that through video monitoring we were able to supervise each session from our lab. We enrolled 20 children aged between 5 and 10 years old diagnosed for unilateral cerebral palsy, with a predominant upper limb motor deficit. Children underwent 20 sessions of structure. First, they had to observe a wizard performing dexterity-demanding magic tricks. Then, they were requested to imitate him. And finally, a child-to-child live video session to practice the same exercise took place. We assessed the hand motor skills, neurological motor impairments, spasticity, muscle strength, and other subjective measures 1 month before, at baseline, and at the end of treatment. Following the active treatment period, we observed an improvement in hand motor skills concerning, in particular, bimanual skills and global hand motor functions. Interestingly, such improvement was correlated with the difference in hand motor skills relative to the peer, so that the chances of improvement increase if a child observes a peer with higher motor skills. In other words, the better is my peer, the better is my outcome. The introduction of child-to-child interaction as a factor able to affect the motor improvement is the most relevant element of novelty of our study. The theoretical basis of such a dyadic learning model was addressed by Lev Vygotsky during the first decades of the last century, when he introduced the concept of zone of proximal development, defined as the distance between the actual skill level and the level of potential development through the achievement of new skills in collaboration with more capable peers. The correlation we observed between the difference in hand motor skills between children and the outcome of treatment suggested that the zone of proximal development framework can be applied also to action observation treatment. In conclusion, our platform underlines its potentially helpful role in rehabilitation programs for children with unilateral cerebral palsy, extending the traditional action observation treatment to novel socially enriched scenarios by which children can take an active role in rehabilitation, simultaneously being both provider and recipient within the motor learning process.